No, we're still here, y'all.
Hello, and welcome to In the Know with Ohiniwa, highlighting artists and their music. I'm your host this evening, Ohiniwa. I hope you all are having a nice evening tonight. So, for you artists out there who would like to know how to get your music submitted to the Infinite L Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelent.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelent.com.
Listeners, want to let you know that we have a new show segment that's going to be coming in April of 2022. We have our Poetry Dram that's going to be coming, and our host is Trinity and Chris. So tonight, my featured guest is Aria Ewan. Hi, Aria. How are you doing this evening?
Hi, I'm doing fantastic. And how are you doing?
I am doing good.
Good. I want to thank you so much for inviting me to be a guest on your show.
You're welcome. I'm glad to have you on. How's your day been?
Oh, just wonderful. My new album, Don't Let Them Get You Down, dropped on February the 18th. So, you know, we've been steadily promoting it and, you know, just having a wonderful time.
Well, I'm glad that everything's working out for you and the new album's doing well. With all this,
yes.
What's been going on?
Yes, well, we had the first single, which was a collaboration with a South African group called African Mamas, and that song is called We Are One. Video premiered last month in January and is doing very well. We have almost 2,000 views and, you know, a lot of comments from people all over the world, because people want to hear and see positive things and hear positive music, because there's so much bad news, so everybody's thirsty for goodness.
That's true. Who inspired you to get into music?
Well, I grew up singing and playing piano in my father's church. I'm originally from Charleston, South Carolina, and I grew up listening to a whole lot of gospel artists. And one of my favorites, as well as so many others, millions of people, was the late, great Aretha Franklin. I just thought that she just had such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful range and just an ability to sing all different genres of music. Some people may not know, but she could sing even opera. Because there was an award show, I think it was the Grammys, and this opera star was scheduled to be on the program, but then he developed laryngitis, and Aretha was in the audience, and she just said, I can do it. And she sang up, and she stood up, went up on the stage, and sang with the orchestra this beautiful opera. So people know her for being, you know, the queen of soul, and then for her gospel background. But that's one of the things I admired about her, is her diversity of sound.
See, I didn't even know she sung opera. That I learned something new tonight on the show.
Yes, it's true.
With her being your influencer, when did you realize that music was your passion? At what age?
Oh, my goodness. For as long as I can remember, because I started taking piano lessons, I think I was maybe 5 or 6 years old. And from the time I can remember, you know, I grew up in the church, being a PK, a preacher's kid. We would go to church like 4 or 5 days out of the week. It wasn't till Sunday. So there was always some type of music going on. And even on this new album, which is not a gospel album, but it's a, like a very much like an uplifting, just joyful album. The last song on there, Faith is Power, is a gospel song. All of my songs are original, and that one, my daughter Eden composed the music, and I wrote the lyrics. And in fact, after I wrote the lyrics, I went into the studio and recorded the lead and background vocals, and then we sent it to this friend. Her name is Polina, and she's Ukrainian, you know, and she played a beautiful, beautiful cello, you know, on one of the songs, Mystic Spirits, that my daughter composed for the album. So when I heard the news of the war happening this week, being started in Ukraine, it really hit me. You know, it was very personal because in the 20th century, you know, you get to collaborate with musicians and artists from around the world. You know, not like how it was in the 20th century where somebody would have to fly in to your city, you know, to go into your studio. Now with everything being digital, you can just send them, being, you know, on the internet, the track, and they can record it wherever they are. So it just goes to show you that, as another song on my album called We Are One, you know, we're all part of like the world, and everything that happens everywhere in some form or another affects them.
Okay. And I heard that on this album you collaborated with your daughter, Eden. What was that like,
yes,
working with her?
Oh, my God. That was such a pleasure, you know, because I started her taking piano lessons when she was 5 years old. And probably since she was about, oh, wow, maybe like 9 or 10, she started composing because she could play by ear, you know, even before she started with the lessons. And one of the reasons I know she had a gift is she was probably maybe about 3 or 4 years old, and we were at church, and when we came back home, she just kind of climbed up on the piano stool in the living room and start playing the melody for one of the hymns that she heard at church. I was like, wow, okay. So I waited until she was 5. And then on this particular project, 3 songs that we collaborated on together, all 3 of them started with her composing the music. And from there, you know, I actually wrote the lyrics and then went in the studio and recorded. But all 3 of her songs are just very, very spiritual. You know, she has a way of just touching people's hearts with her music.
That's nice. She got it naturally, it sounds like. She got it from you.
Thank you.
She got it from you.
And she is an artist, too. She draws, so she is the one who created the album cover art for the Don't Let Them Get You Down album. Yeah, so she's really helped me and contributed. And then before the COVID, she and I did like a Black History Month tour. I was singing jazz, and then she was accompanying me. We were doing standards, jazz standards, as well as some of my original jazz songs. Like, she just learned them. Those weren't songs that she had composed, but these were songs from my prior albums. Together we did, and we did the standards, you know, from Porgy and Bess, Summertime, and just had a lot of fun, you know. So we went to several libraries and museums and colleges, and we had, you know, things booked for that was, we were going to do it again because we did that in 2019. We were going to do it again in 2020. But, you know, that's when everything shut down.
Yeah. Now, I heard you say that you learned piano as a young child. Do you use your piano? Do you take it and do you play it when making your music? Do you play any of your instruments?
Well, I definitely use it when I am composing because sometimes, take for instance, some of the songs that Carl Merrick from the Bronx, New York, the songs would start with me where I would come up with a melody and then the lyric, and then I would send that to him. You know, and then he has his own studio in the Bronx, and then he would create some music and send it back to me. So just being able to play piano, even though I'm not actually playing piano on any of the tracks, you know, I was able to use that in creating a melody for.
Do you play other instruments besides the piano?
No, that's the only instrument that I play, you know, but I'm going to count the tambourine, you know, because the church that I grew up in, we definitely believe in making a joyful noise. So, you know, we have the tambourine, the drums, of course, the piano, organ, guitar. We just had, it was very, very musical because my dear late father would say that, you know, you're going to have some people who are going to come to church for the music, you know, and then once they get there, they'll hear the word and it's going to actually, you know, in the form of the sermon, and it's going to actually, you know, stick with them, but the initial thing that would bring them in would be the music. So he was always very, very supportive of my music, my sisters, you know, they all sang. So, you know, came from a musical family.
Now, I know reading your information, your bio, your fans have dubbed you Mother Earth. And I'm just wondering, how did it feel when you found out that your fans dubbed you that?
Oh, my goodness. It really, really touched my heart because I am an activist, have been throughout since a teenager, you know, throughout my adult life, And one of the things that I'm very, very passionate about is our environment, because I was fortunate enough to grow up on my parents' farm, you know, and just had a love of, and, you know, when I can see the changes in things, you know, with climate change and the things to the environment, it really is something that affects me, because I know our children and the future generations, this is the world that they're going to inherit. So in 2005, I wrote a song that's called Free Mama Earth, and I actually did a GoFundMe that my fans contributed to so that I could go in the rainforest. And we actually shot scenes for the video, for the Free Mama Earth video. And that's why it's just such a beautiful video, is because we were on location in some of the just most beautiful parts of planet Earth. You know, because I wanted to show people, especially people who live and have spent their lives in the city, that there are beautiful places like that out there. And we in the United States are very fortunate, because we have all these national parks. There are parks all over in every city. We just kind of, you know, take them for granted, but I don't. So I'm always out there, you know, in the environmental movement, and that's why my fans will just ask me, you know, whenever I perform live, two songs. There's one from my first album that's called Smile, the very inspirational song. You know, it's on the same type of vibe as for the new, you know, different music, different song, but on the new album, Don't Let Them Get You Down, is like very uplifting and inspirational, you know, and dance song, groove song that gets you off your feet. So Smile and, you know, Free Mama Earth are fan favorites. They always ask me to sing it. So I'm very happy about that.
Okay, so what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to play one of your songs right now.
Okay,
I'm going to
cool.
go ahead. The song that I'm going to go ahead and play is Don't Let Them Get You Down, off the new album. I hope you all enjoy.
You can turn your life around.
every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time.
That was Don't Let Them Get You Down by Aria Newman. Aria, what inspired you to write that song?
Well, I just am the type of person that, you know, the glass is always full for me. You know, I mean, I just am, I can see the positive in just about any situation. And I know there's a lot of people, you know, have been going through some changes within, especially within the last couple of years, you know, with us dealing with COVID and, you know, our family lost someone, we lost a loved one, and there's over 900,000 just Americans, not talking about people from around the world, you know, who have lost their lives to COVID. And that's just one thing that people have been going through. So I wanted to make a song and make an album that would just uplift people and inspire them. And like the song says, you know, better days lie ahead. Keep your head up. You know, no matter what, you got to believe in yourself. And when you do, then you're going to have hope. And as long as you have hope, you know, then you're able to get through storms, you know, that you're going through in life. So that's what inspired me. I just wanted to uplift people and spread some joy.
Well, right now we do need it. So I appreciate you for putting that song out.
Well, thank you.
Now, your love for old school and your love for jazz, how were you able to combine that all in your music?
Oh, my goodness. Definitely, you know, I am the type of person that I just don't feel constricted by putting, you know, how the music industry likes to put everybody into a box and into a genre and say that, you know, if you are black, then you're going to be singing urban. If you're white, you're going to be singing pop or country or all that. No. Just like, for instance, the Pointer Sisters. A lot of people don't know that they had a hit country song, you know, and Bonnie Pointer was the one who wrote it. So I'm just, I grew up, you know, hearing all different types of music, jazz. I love Billie Holiday was one of my early influences, just listening at her music, listening at Ella Fitzgerald, you know, like the actual classic type of jazz singers, and then incorporating that into my own style and my own music, you know, just makes my sound unique. And that's what I've always strived to be, you know, is when somebody will hear it, they're like, oh, okay, that's Aria. And, yeah, so that's what I've loved to do.
So you try to stand out. Be
yeah,
your own individual.
I definitely believe that over the last years, my first album dropped, the Smile album dropped in 2013, and that was followed by the album Hotter, you know, and then in 2020, my album titled Fun came out, and Fun had a lot of ballads on there. There were jazz, R&B, even had like one Brazilian song, Afro Rio. So, you know, yeah, I mean, I've done a variety, but still the theme and the thread that connects my diversity of music is it's all about one love, you know. So no matter what kind of style, whether I'm singing jazz, like my song Together off of the Fun album, or, you know, off of this album where I have a ballad, but instead of like romantic love, you know, the song Build a New World is what Dr. King called agape love. And that's a very deep kind of love, because that's a love for brothers and sisters that goes beyond, you know, whether it's somebody who is even loving you back. You know, it is like a love that Jesus tried to teach us while he was here with us on earth, of, you know, this is the greatest commandment of love ye one another. So, yeah, I mean, I'm always about, you know, trying to spread more love, you know, because we have a saying in Charleston, you know, I'm from the Gullah Geechee culture, and that's us who grew up in the Sea Islands. We have a lot of the African traditions, and it's the saying is a little more love goes a long, long way.
I like that. I'm going to have to use that one day.
Thank you. Please feel free to spread it. Here.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play your next song. This is Build a New World by Aria Elin. Hope you enjoy.
Elin. Yeah, the Elin. Last name was pronounced Elin. Uh-huh.
That was Build a Beautiful World by Aria Elon. What inspired that song?
Well, being a mother myself, I mean, I think that gives you a whole different perspective of life. And you never really knew that you could unconditionally love another human being, another person, I think, like when you are a mother and want to have a world for my daughter, everybody's children, and future generations that's even better than what we have. Certainly, we don't want it to be worse. And the only way that happens is we have to stand up. You know, I just think in terms of the Native American sisters and brothers, the water protectors, you know, a few years ago who stood up to the big pipelines and stuff running through their land, a little bit they have left, poisoning the water. Well, a song that my daughter Eden composed, and she played piano on the three songs that she composed that's on my album. Drifting Rivers is one of them. And the lyrics that I wrote is one of the lines is that clean water is a human right. And it's a Native American saying that we can't eat money, you know. So, yeah, we need money in order to live, in order to, you know, to be in the society. But we have to realize that there are things and people that's more important, you know, than some of these things that are materialistic that we believe that's so important. And that's why even when people go, I invite everybody to go to my website, is ariaelan.com, ariaelan.com, and they can follow me on social media. I'm at Aria Elan, ariaelan, and you'll see that the things that I post, the things that I share, my music, you know, my thoughts, my poetry, it's the type of things that you're hearing tonight.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I mean, you want everyone to be, you know, one. I get that.
Yes.
My question.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that is that's the title from one of the songs, We Are One. That's the one that I collaborated with the South African group, the sisters, the African Mamas. And I thought of it because when I wrote the lyrics for that particular song and then, you know, I wrote the melody came to me actually first on that particular song, because it doesn't matter where we are. It's a scientific fact that all human life began in Africa. So, you know, no matter that we may be in the United States, we may be in the Caribbean, Brazil, you know, Colombia, there are people from African descent over the world. And when you realize that, then you realize that we are one and we should treat each other like that, you know, like brothers and sisters. And I think that will lead to a whole different type of world than the one that we're living in right now where it's tribalism, you know, where, especially in the United States, one of the first things that people notice about each other is the skin color, you know, and to me, that's of man-made up. You know, there is the human race, and as a spiritual person, I believe that that's how God wants us to treat us, to treat each other. And all of this races and then racism and all of that is not the way that things should be. So to counter that, like the late, great Marvin Gaye said, only love can conquer hate. You know, so he is one of my musical heroes and inspirations also, and that always stuck with me.
Well, because you've done this for so long, what information would you give new singer-songwriters out there today? What advice would you give them?
Well, first of all, that, you know, it's something that you can tell when the artist, the singer-songwriter is passionate about it, because they're going to have that work ethic, you know, like you're going to do it just not like when you feel good or feel like it. It's part of your lifestyle, just like you eat every day or you drink water every day, you know, then you will write, you will play your instrument. And that is what I think is like a foundation. Like when you're building your house, then you have to have the sound foundation, or no matter how pretty it might look, it's going to crumble. So with the work ethic, that's number one, you know, and then you have to think in terms of that the music industry is a business. So when you write your songs, then you need to actually copyright them officially with the U.S. Copyright Office. And that way you actually have this recorded so that if somebody comes and, you know, once you release it, say, for instance, I release my original songs and then somebody comes afterwards and they want to do a cover, then you have that proof and you can license it. They are legally obligated to pay you. So then the third thing that you want to do is to make sure as a songwriter that you are signed up with BMI or ASCAP. You know, they are the performance rights organizations. We call them PROs, and they actually collect royalties for your songs when they are performed, say, on television, films, if you're in Starbucks, grocery stores, you know, where you hear it, all of these kinds of businesses, they report and they pay royalties to ASCAP and BMI, and then they distribute it. So you have to think of it creatively and then also think of it as a business. That would be my advice.
All right. I mean, it's a lot of hard work and dedication, but it sounds like you have to put into this.
A whole lot of it, and that just makes a difference, you know, because some people will quit just before they get to the finish line, you know, just before something would happen. You know, when you quit, you're guaranteed to fail. I believe it was Oprah who said that luck is when preparation meets opportunity. So, you know, if you stay ready and you're prepared and you are practicing every day, you know, and you are just getting better and better, then when you get that call or you meet a certain person that will be able to help your career, you have something that's finished and polished that they can check out. You know, you're not saying like, oh, I'm fixing to do this or I'm fixing to do that. You know, I mean, you got to come with it.
Well, that's good information to put out there to those that, you know, are really trying to get into this business.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, because you got to approach it. I know as artists, some people feel that, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to get a manager or whatever, and that's well and fine. You know, if you can find the right person who is out there and going to really be pitching and promoting you, but I don't believe that anybody else should work harder for my career than I do for myself. You know, so I like to surround myself with people who share that philosophy, you know, who are out there, you know, going after it and actually working towards the goals. And, you know, I keep going back to my foundation because in the scripture it says that, you know, faith without work accomplishes little. You got to have both.
That is true. If you don't have one, you can't have the other.
Right. You got to, you can have faith, but you can't just sit back and don't do anything, you know? You got to actually put in the work, too.
That is so true. So true. Well, Aria, I want to thank you for being on the show with me tonight.
Oh, my goodness. I appreciate it. I had a great time sharing. You're a wonderful interviewer, you know, because you asked the question and you actually gave me the space and gave me the time to respond and to answer. And I would just ask your audience to, you know, leave me a comment. I have my YouTube channel. I'm on Facebook, Instagram. It's all Aria Elan, A-R-I-A-E-L-A-N. And I always respond personally. So definitely I'm looking forward to hearing from them.
Before you go, is there anything you would like to tell my listeners? Any shows, any upcoming engagements, anything?
Yes, I mean, things are opening back up, and I am definitely going to be booking. I'm a motivational speaker, too, so I love to actually perform at colleges, and I have one coming up on Monday, you know, which I believe is the last day of Black History Month, but actually we believe Black History 365 days out of the year, because Black history is world history, you know. So this is at Cal State Northridge here in Los Angeles, where I'm based, but I'm definitely going to be reaching out. I am a graduate of the College of Charleston in my hometown, Charleston, South Carolina. I've performed there before. So, yeah, I'm just excited about things opening back up. And then I have the group, the South African Sisters, African Mamas. You know, we're looking to actually go on tour. We had some dates, but, you know, everything got canceled. But I'm just keeping hope alive and keeping the faith that 2022, you know, is going to just be a great, wonderful year for all of us, and that we will be able to perform live again, because there's nothing like that energy, you know, that comes from a live audience. I mean, because people ask, like, wow, you didn't sing the song exactly how it was on the record. but that's from my jazz and gospel background, because, you know, the when you have like the real A-list musicians that's performing in the band, our live performance is going to always be a little different, and it's going to be better because we're going to be, you know, feeding off of each other and off of the audience. So I'm totally, totally excited about everything that's happening and that will be happening in 2022.
Well, Aria, again, I thank you for being on.
Thank you so much for inviting me. And I hope you have a great rest of the evening.
You too. Have a nice night.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, for you listeners out there who would like to get your music submitted to Infinite L Radio, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ile.music@infinitelenc.com. Again, that email address is ile.music@infinitelenc.com.
All right, dear listeners, we're getting close to that time. So I want to let you know that my next show is on March 3rd, 2022 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and my featured guest will be singer Katie Bell. So tonight, I hope you all enjoyed the show, and you all have a nice night.